Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Ah, yes indeed. Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, Bill Harrigan and Dan Ganane, your call team this afternoon. And Brent Reed is working the sidelines for us. And we said to Reedy, Tim Manor, they're paying tribute to him. How about you go and get him for a tackle? Because you know, Gordy, Tim Manor says no to anyone. How'd you go, Reedy?
He said no, guys.
Are you serious?
Tim's been very quiet. I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't think he's done a media interview in about 3 months, Tim, because, obviously there was the West Tigers rumours going around, the fact he might move, and he's just been a bit off it lately, Tim.
Okay, so nothing to do with you. You haven't burned him.
Well, it could be personal, Dan. Who knows? In this game, you never know, H.A.
Now, how is it down there? Now, the thing we've come to know about this stadium is even if it's blowing a gale outside, it's usually still inside, and obviously it's nice and warm today.
Yeah, you're spot on, Dan. There's not much wind here. It's outstanding. Obviously, full house here. I mean, it's loud here with 15, 20,000, but full house as we will get. The atmosphere down here will be rip-roaring, so looks like a fast track. I reckon we're in for a good day. Good afternoon.
Gerds, do you think we're going to get points today, a significant amount of them?
Gee, that's a tough one, Dan. I think it all comes down to that first 20 minutes. It'll open up at some point. Fatigue will come into it with the heat, but the first 20 minutes, I think, will show us the attitude defensively and the intent of both sides. So I'll tell you after about 21 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think either of these sides are mentally tough enough to grind out an 80-minute. It'll be one before then, Dan.
A bit of ping-pong of scoring.
Well, they did 3 weeks ago. It was 17-16.
16, that's right, yeah.
And that was a semi-final-like atmosphere up there in Brisbane. So they are capable.
Now, they've got that archway set up again. I hope we're not going to have a Joey Leilua situation.
Dan, don't be negative.
Well, it's pertinent. It's pertinent to mention.
Did they call off the fireworks at Brookvale last night?
Okay.
Apparently they did. You know what? The other side of the field.
Apparently they've called off the
what
fireworks.
What did the players run through? It's an arch so the players can...
Dan, they've called off the fireworks here today as well, but not because of the Melbourne thing, just because they work better at the night time.
Yes, you've always said that.
Yeah. Well, you got to wait till the lights take effect.
So, shut up. Triple M rocking the footy for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water. Jack Link's Protein Snacks, bold prediction, please, Gordon Tallis. Just says Gerds. I would have thought with so much tea-making experience...
I squeezed the bag too hard, Dan.
Yeah. Anyway, fate we all fear.
We'll leave that one alone.
Well, what did I ask? Geordie, I forgot.
Micah Sivo will score 3 tries.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Won't the crowd go nuts if that happens?
I just want to hear the chant. That's why I'm saying it.
Ryan Girdler, give us a bold prediction.
I'm going to say it's a golden point.
Oh,
finish.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Golden point finish.
Wouldn't that be something?
Be great.
Brent Reed, sideline, give us a bold prediction.
Yeah, I reckon Dave Fifita's going to run amok today, over 200 metres and a couple of tries.
Oh, okay. That'd be a huge game. Gerds rolls his eyes up, but you don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, God, that was pretty bold. Couple of tries, couple hundred metres. I mean, what is it, Superman?
Actually, he's very close too.
Well, we'll see.
And
I tell you what, he's had... That number 11 jersey got filled out really quick.
Who's the best outside of yourself to wear the number 11 for the Broncos?
There's been so many great ones.
Did Brad Thorne wear 11? No, because he wore 12 while you were 11. Anyway.
Trevor Gilmeister did. There's so many great ones.
Here come the Broncos. Matt Gillett in game number 200 leads them out with a couple, his two kids. And now the rest of the Broncos join him. Gordon Tallis take us through their 17.
Yeah, fullback, you got Anthony Milford. On the wings, you got Corey Oates. And Asako in the centres. We've got Stakes and Alex Glynn, who's done a great job out there. Darius Boyd and Turpin in the halves. We've got Lodge and Painhas in the engine room with McCulloch at hooker. We got Fifita, Jilla, Offerheng, Gowie. And on the bench, Seguiaro, Flegler, Shibasaki and Kerry.
And here come the home side.
Here come the Eels, Dan. Gutherson at the back. Sivo and Ferguson are the wingers. Jennings and Blake in the centres. The halves, Brown and Moses. Up front, you've got Alvaro coming into the side, Marnie and Paulo. The back row, Lane and Ma'u. Nathan Brown welcome back into the side. Brad Takarangi on the bench with Stone, Nukore and Maroa.
All right, we've still got some spare seats here. I don't know why. It is a sellout, but maybe they're just late getting in. What a day it is here in Sydney. Finals weather. Sun still shining. The Eastern Grandstand, the people bathed in sunshine. Parramatta will be running to the southern end in this first half, and the Broncos will be receiving. They've met twice this year. The Eels crushed the Broncos in round 14, 38-10 at this venue. And in round 24, it was the Broncos 17-16 at Suncorp.
Remember that one, Dan? After that game, that was just before rep round, and Seibold come out and said the boys packed their bags, focused on what they were going to do next week in rep round, and weren't worried too much about this game. So you wouldn't expect that to happen again.
No, and a lot of these Broncos were part of last year's debacle against the Dragons when they were knocked out by 30 points at home. Billy Harrigan, quick bold prediction from you.
Parramatta on the back of the home crowd.
All right, that's not bold. Bilba will go with it. Here comes Matt Lodge, and he hits it up and is driven sideways here on tackle one. So we're on our way.
By 16.
Thank you. That's better. As now here's a hit up from David Fifita, shrugging off a defender before he's put down. And the crowd already making their voices heard. And Gergie make a good point about the fireworks, because they went off and
now
we've got haze all across the ground. Here's McCulloch, gets a pass on to Haas. Haas rolling downfield, who's met here on tackle number four, and he is 12 short of halfway. Playing it back to McCulloch, throws it on to Lodge, his second hit up as he makes a beeline for Marnie. Bumps off Marnie, coming in here there to help finish off the tackle was Manu Ma'u. On the last, it's the fullback Milford who puts up an end-over-end kick. Sivo's under it. Sivo takes it, and then Sivo runs over the top of the defender in Jake Turpin before two others get involved to make the tackle. So one set gone, no score on the board. It's the Eels and the Broncos. Sudden death to finish week one of the finals. Ferguson now plays it for Dylan Brown, who gets it on to Michael Jennings. He puts on a nice right footstep, but straight into the waiting arms of Lodge. Junior Paulo threatens to pass on the next play, but then he just barrels it upfield. And he stopped nine short of halfway. Playing it here to Marnie. Throws to the middle to Nathan Brown. Back in this team after serving a suspension. And he carries it to halfway with no thought of an offload. Now on the last, here's a poking kick from Brown. Finds a bit of space, and it trickles over the touchline. So, nice first set for the Eels. And that's a scrum feed for the Broncos. Eight from their own line. No score. Two gone. Triple M rocking the finals for Ream Hot Water.
Yeah, it's a powerful start from Brisbane getting to the halfway. Their big forwards laying a great platform early. And Parramatta was a good return of serve. I don't think that they wanted to kick the go out. It was going to go down in the corner, getting an arm wrestle with Brisbane, turn the big forwards around. But it was a good kick in the end from Brown. But I reckon he wished it stayed in.
What do you think of that? Gordon, obviously, Seibold came out before the game and said they're going to kick to Sivo, so he catches on the full and then going to make sure that he's not there, play one, play two, but then Ferguson comes across.
So, yeah.
That's where they've got to be good,
very,
though.
Very good at
That's
it.
Where they've got to be good, Brisbane, though, those first couple of defensive sets, of tackles of the set.
Here's Alex Glenn, and he's playing in the centres these days. He hits it up on the left edge, where he's met here by Alvaro and one other. Now they roll forward here through Offahen Gowie, and he's met 19 short of halfway. Played Origin this year and played good. Is now on the next play. Goal comes to Fifita, and he stopped cold here. And finally goes to ground here, 12 short of halfway. Good little statement there from the Parramatta defence. A nice little run from McCulloch on the next play as he sprints out a dummy half and makes it up to the 40. So that's five tackles gone for Brisbane. And on the last, it comes from Boyd to Milford. Milford's in trouble. Oops. Milford's gone! Milford, he didn't even think about kicking the ball. He then put on some footwork, but far too late. What a mistake. Parramatta will get it 48 metres out.
It was just great pressure. Wasn't it Brown and the like? They got up and got into his face. Milford tried to put a bit of footwork on him, but he just wasn't good enough. That's great enthusiasm, Parramatta. But poor mistake. Well, he locked that over again.
He had to get the kick away, but he saw a little bit of space on the outside and tried to chance his arm. It's not the time and the place to do it in the second set of the game.
Can't do two things 100%.
So can Parramatta make them pay? They just work it upfield on the first two plays as Alvaro is met on the 30. Slow play the ball after the Lodge tackle. Play to Marnie. Throws left to Dylan Brown. Short pass to Lane running on the edge. Tries to car back in field, but runs straight into Haas and also Gillett. Knocking on the door of the 20 now. Here's Nathan Brown going upfield. There's gaps for him opening up, and he almost goes straight through. Haas just comes across to make the tackle. On the next comes to Gutherson. Pokes in a grubber. Oh, beautifully cut off like a Tony Staggs. Now he does a big turning circle, straightens up, and has met 15 from his own line. But what a terrific play there from Staggs. No score, four gone, Mitsubishi Triton. So the Broncos now, after surviving that little test, is working it upfield through Ozarko. And here comes offhand Gow. He gets an offload to McCulloch, who distributes away to Boyd. Boyd almost gets through Moses. And Moses just hangs on to make the tackle. 20 short of halfway. Played to McCulloch. Throws it on now to Fifita. And Fifita, that takes four to get involved. And Ma'u and Fifita having a real battle.
Yeah.
It's personal between those two at the moment. Here's Milford now. Well, he took the line on, then he got clobbered by Wunga Blake. Credit to Milford, he got up and went again, but didn't go too far as Ferguson finished him off. Last, from inside the 40, McCulloch gives it everything he's got, but it's more sideways than forwards, and Sebo with confidence takes it, and then tries to run over the top of the defence. And well done there by Ozarko, who stood his ground, but Sebo still made it to within nine of halfway.
Well, already there's so much pressure on the kickers. Milford got tackled with the ball, and McCulloch, that was a really poor kick as well. They're not getting it right at the moment, the Bronx.
So Lane now carries it to the halfway on tackle three with Lodge in there with the tackle, and the referee didn't like what happened in that tackle, Bill Harrigan, so that is a penalty to the home side.
Yeah, Benny Cummins giving the penalty for laying on. That was coming. The last three tackles, and you would have heard the crowd start to jeer at the referee over three tackles earlier because Brisbane were just laying there. And what they're doing is they're peeling off one off, two off, three off, rather than all getting away at the same time.
Quick comment, Brent Reed on the sideline.
Don't you love it when Michael Sebo gets the ball? This whole stadium lifts.
It does. It's very few players have that ability, but I love him here. Now, Parramatta put it in a touch, 30 out. They're almost up to the 20 on tackle one as it's Alvaro first to hit it up. Parramatta, they've dominated early. Nothing to show for it yet. Moses gets a pass on to Paulo. And Paulo well taken care of here by Lodge and offhand Gowie and also McCulloch. Ball played now and Marnie throws it left to Moses. Moses to Brown!
Great
rocked
shot.
Off his feet by Gillett!
Wow.
What a bone rattler! And Brown gets up slowly, plays it to Marnie, throws to Alvaro, and he just rolls upfield on tackle four. And is met in front of the post by Lodge. Play to Marnie. Throws to the right now to Moses, who dummies and almost goes through. And is just stopped a meter out by Haas. Last, here's Marnie. Rolls in a kick. Pinballs into the in goal. Fallen on by Haas. And that's a line dropout. So they're tightening the vice here, Parramatta, but still no score. Seven gone, Mitsubishi Triton.
Yeah, it was a good set there by the Eels. And good to see Mitchell Moses running early, Dan. That's a great sign for the Eels. The fans got out of their seat for that one and almost was quick enough just to slide through a couple of defenders there on the edge for the Brisbane Broncos. But then the nous of Marnie there, knowing that Mitchell had been tackled on that last play and he needed to step up. It's been part of his game that's really improved at the back end of the season, and he executed it nicely there. And a dropout now. Eels to receive the football on the 40-metre line.
All right, so Parramatta, they go upfield here from the dropout with Junior Paulo up to the 30-metre line. So we're nearly at the 8-minute mark of this game. Parramatta have had 78% of the territory so far. As now it's Alvaro going one out. He's collected. Remember, no Kane Evans failed at the judiciary this week. Here comes left now from one ground to the other as Nathan gets it out. Sebo for the corner. No, he's just shorts. They did well to hang on to him, and now they sit on him and they won't let him get up. Finally, the ball is played. Three gone. As Gutherson, he pops back to the short left, looking like he was trying to get Sebo back into it. But Gutherson just took the heavy bump from Staggs. 10 out, 5 in from the left touchline. Jennings throws to the open right to Marnie. Marnie along the line to Moses. Dumps it inside to Alvaro. Now Alvaro just goes up for a settler. So it'll all come down to this last. Their centre field, they come back to the left. Dylan Brown away to Gutho. Gutherson with the grubber. Lost by Brisbane. Oh, the ball's flicked out the side and it goes over the touchline. An important decision to come here.
Benny, does Clint Gutherson not knock it on and doesn't kick it on, I think?
We're waiting here. Looks like a Brisbane scrum feed. Yeah, that's the way they're going to rule it, Bill. So the Broncos survive.
Yeah, but what about Sivo? Oh, that run just early ball was unbelievable. He nearly carries three Broncos over. I don't know how he didn't score in the end. Great work from Milford. And then Gutherson just goes to the line again, trying to get Sivo on play. He does get a kick to the ball. That's a...
It was a repeat set there. If actually he just takes that to ground there, Michael Jennings, but went for the miracle play. If Sivo was alert and up flat, he would have taken that and scored the first try, but a real let-off there for the Broncos. And under all sorts of pressure at the moment, Brisbane need to get their kicking game right there, and that's been the issue. Two poor kicks has put them under all sorts of pressure.
No score. 9:40 gone on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. As the Broncos just roll upfield here with Corey Oates, one of his first hit-ups.
Well, the ref
played the ball. Hang on, the ball.
Well,
everyone
the ref penalty. The assistant ref there called penalty in the pocket, and Ben Cummings just ignored it.
And then that meant all the Brisbane players were
Brisbane
paused.
Stopped.
So the Eels raced up in defence, and it basically killed off a tackle. And now in the next play, Lodge is hitting it up. 19 short of halfway. Played the boy who runs. That's a good run out of dummy half. Makes about 15 metres before he's stopped by Ma'u. Final tackle for the Broncos. Comes to Milford, and this time he makes sure he gets boot to ball. And it's not a bad kick. It's taken on the full by Sivo, who's got time to size it up, though, after catching it. And then it takes all the strength of Staggs and Turpin to put Sivo away. No score, 10.5 gone. Here's Jennings now going upfield, and he's been put away. So Parramatta, we know they have a wonderful record here at Bankwest, as now here's Sean Lane hitting it up on tackle number 3. Playing it back now for May. Throws to the right to Gutherson. Keeps it going to Ferguson. Ferguson pushes away from one and away from another. Now he's into the backfield. Oates is chasing. The pass on to Gutherson. Comes to the 20. Looking to draw in his man. Finds Blake. What a try-saving tackle.
Payne Haas.
Unbelievable.
Have to score left.
They've got two tackles left. Moses centre field. Stepping, jinking, cutting back to the right. Throws a long speculator as it comes from Ferguson. Turns it inside to Blake. Blake, oh he wanted to reach out, but he was stopped again. This time Milford. It was Milford. Last, Ferguson. Throws it left to Moses. Beats a rushing defender. Kicks across the face of goal. Oh my goodness! Michael Jennings has got regathered, got it down. Spectacular Parramatta try.
And the only thing they're going to check is the onside. It did take a little time to get that kick going.
You got anything, Joey? All right, so Ben Cummins.
Check. Good conference with his touch judge then, but here we go.
Last tackle.
The onside.
I have a try. Can you confirm kick chase, please? And then grounding by Jennings.
In 2013, Michael Jennings scored one of the great grand final tries off a kick.
And so Moses, sorry, mate.
Put it in this category, but if it's legal, it is a stunner. Take us through it, boys.
Yeah, so Moses kicks that one. He had to step back inside.
Feels left
side
kick chase. Michael Jennings
onside. I got him onside. Catches the ball, juggles it, but doesn't get touched by a Brisbane player.
He's attempting to catch the ball at this point.
He's not deliberately knocking it up.
Nope. And he'll put the ball down
now. Has taken clean possession now and grounds
and
a goal.
That's an amazing effort there from Michael Jennings.
Oh.
An amazing effort. All started back here with Blake Ferguson. They're kicking to Sivo to try and kick Sivo out of the action. And then they spread it out to this side. And Ferguson just runs through a couple of would-be Broncos defenders. Gets down to the backfield. Passes it back in the inside. I think it was... Wonga Blake was there in support. Wonga Blake couldn't get to the line. Then they spread it out to the left. As we go back to the Kotai replay, here's the Ferguson run. Just gets rid of a couple of Broncos defenders, some good ones too, and Alex Glenn. Then gives it back on the inside there to Gutherson. Gutherson throws it back. A lovely pass to Wonga Blake, and Payne Haas comes from nowhere to clean him up. And then it gets to the last play. They rush up quick on Mitchell Moses. He just dinks it across just to the left-hand side of the upright. And who's there? The ever-present Michael Jennings. Just overran it a little bit and has to reach back and knock it back in the air until he grabs it and puts it down for Parramatta's first try. What a moment that was for the Eels fans.
So here's Moses from in front. Here he comes. He strikes it and he nails it. We'll get Gordy Tallis's comments after this, but it's Parramatta 6, Brisbane 0. Triple M rocks the finals.
Thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing and the latest technology, this is one tough ute that nothing can frighten.
Brisbane's effort so far today has been absolutely outstanding, but it's their finer points, Dan. It's their kicking game. It's their passing out a dummy half. They're not setting up anything for each other, just playing like individuals. But Parramatta, they're big men. Their back five is unbelievable. The metres they're making and that tackle from Payne Haas, I've never seen. Actually, Glenn Lazarus used to cover tackle, but he wouldn't have got that. That's unbelievable.
Quick comment from Brent Reed on the sideline as Parramatta bring it back.
Well, that try sums up the turnaround of Parramatta. Mitchell Moses and Michael Jennings, two blokes from the outer last year, that combined to open the score in the their first finals game this year. Unbelievable.
You get the feeling they had to score soon, didn't you, Gertz? Otherwise, yep, it would have started to play on their minds that they were dominating but with no result.
Yeah, but 6 from 6, Dan. I mean, they're in their groove, aren't they? They're completing every set. Their kicking game's been great. Brisbane need to find a pass coming out of their own end just to, yeah, I don't know, try and move this Parramatta defence around at the moment.
Parramatta working it up here without fuss. Here's Marnie. Gets it on to Ma'u and he bends the defensive line back. They're already within 8 of halfway with a couple of tackles left here. Marnie to Nathan Brown. Early pass to Paula. He bumped off a defender. And then he shrugged off that defender in Turpin. Now he slips a pass to Alvaro. Throws to Dylan Brown. Short lane. Sees an opening. Almost goes through. Just held on to by Staggs. Oh boy, the signs are ominous. Here's Jennings. He throws to the right to Brown. Brown to Moses from centre field. A high kick. He's been taken heavily. That might be a problem. Comes down to Rhodes. Penalty in front. Penalty in front. The crowd made noise. The referees listened. And they should go 8-0 in front in moments. The Eels.
I want to see the replay, but you can't tackle him in the air, Gerds.
Oh, yeah. But he caught him and brought him down.
But he still took out his legs when he's in the air. I know that there was no damage done, and he tries to hold on to him and get him back to the ground.
Fair call.
Yeah, it's all about the timing. Yeah. He had to pull out of it. Or hang on to him while he's in the air and then gently put him down.
Yeah.
Another really good set, though, by Parramatta. In the end, it was another great kick there by Moses. And, you know, that offload there, standing up, we're going to start seeing that as part of their attack too, their big forwards now. We saw Lane get involved, Junior Paulo there, starting to look really dangerous. And fatigue starting to set in, Gordon, for the Brisbane forwards.
Well, what happens with these big guys? They rely on them so much. Fafita had four runs in the first 5 minutes. They just rely on them too much. There's no early spread. There's no, you know, Oates is a big bloke that makes meters. I don't think he's come in to take any pressure off them yet either. Asako, they just rely on their big forwards too much. It's unfair.
So here's Moses. No need to bother the kick predictor here. Although, no, it is a little, it's got a little angle on it. It's 18 from touch, but he should gobble this up. Mitchell Moses, one of the premier kickers in our competition. Kicking to the southern end. He's on the right side. 15 minutes gone here. Here comes Moses, and he misses it. Incredible. That was a sitter. Back in 15 seconds. Triple M rocks the finals.
With Australia's largest range of quality equipment, Coates Hire has it. Just call or visit Coates Hire on 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Well, one thing Brisbane had to get right today was the discipline. They can't afford to go give away cheap points, so lucky to escape there.
And now Parramatta, thank you, Rudy, have made a bit of a mess of the 20-metre dropkick restart. It was allowed to bounce all the way up to Parramatta's 20, where they finally took the ball. So they're starting much further back than they should. But here's an offload, which allows Gutherson to spread it left to Lane. Now to Jennings. They really see openings down Brisbane's right side at the moment. Jennings, though, this time is closed down by Staggs and Turpin. They certainly are making Turpin work hard in defence. Ball played, they go left again. Jennings goes a cutout. Sivo tries to run over Isako, who hangs on like he's in a chariot race. 38 metres out. Swung to the open right. Here's Nathan Brown straightening, turning his body on the defence, but can't get that arm free. Sivo is wobbling in back play, though. Looks like a bit of a limp on him as Alvaro rumbling down the middle. He's had a good game, Alvaro. He's up to the 20, still going. Now finally brought down. He's made 75 metres, Alvaro, in the first 16 minutes. Here's Moses. Little grubber for himself. No one back there. Moses took it. Spun around. On close. Glenn Morgan got under him. It'll go upstairs. But it could be a sensational Mitchell Moses try.
He's awarded it.
And he's awarded it. No video. Parramatta have their second. 10 points to nil.
That's great vision from Mitchell Moses. He's in push and shove with Lodge. Pick on someone your own size. Don't fight out of your weight class. But I tell you what, Mitchell Moses, there was so much space back there. Milford got caught on the other side. That is great vision. He wins the race of the football. Billy, I think he did ground it.
He did ground it. The pocket referee, Grant Atkins, said, are you happy that he held that all the way down the ground? And Benny just looked at him and said, yes, I am. And he gave it.
Wow.
Just seeing the coach on replay now. He gets it. It does go down his thigh, but he hangs onto it the whole time.
Yeah, well, he dummies to kick long and then sees that there's no Milford there. Oates is too deep and just chances his arm that time. But that's the time to do it. That's the percentage play, Dan. He's been kicking really well out of his own end, but he gets an opportunity to put in an attacking kick. And there's not too many better in the business that to kick for themselves. A little chip or a little grubber like we just saw then splits a couple of defenders. And the speed, Dan, to get through there, recover that, and then the skill just to get that football
down. Are we sure he got that
incredible.
Down? Are we sure he got that down, Bill?
Well, there was no Coach Eye replay that showed you actually touching the ground, but they never slowed it down either. It was always in normal motion.
I'm sure you'll get a slow-mo shortly. There's the goal. 12-0. Parramatta over the Broncos. 18 gone. Triple M rocks the finals.
Getting the winter chills for the very best in hot water, install a Ream. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, Ream has been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. No wonder Ream is Australia's favourite brand of water heaters. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Well, all that was unfolding. Mal Kosivo was in back play with a trainer who's actually on the ground getting treatment on a leg injury. He stayed out there, the big fella, but he doesn't look comfortable.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We can't be certain Moses granted that. It's a bizarre decision not to go upstairs. We criticise them for going upstairs too much. That's a strange one to actually back yourself on. Does it look like he grounded it on his own hand?
I'm happy with it.
Anyway.
Deserved a try, Billy, didn't it?
Yeah, and he didn't steal the moment.
Yeah. Here's Ferguson.
You can't tell me that ball didn't touch a blade of grass.
No, probably did. You probably did, but it's just a strange one to make that one.
Where'd you choose to going upstairs? Spoiling the moment.
Here's Alvaro. We've got to get it right. That's the main thing.
Alvaro, we've got a narrow 10, Dan.
16 short of halfway. Nathan Brown gets it on the Paulo. Gets it on out to Moses. Moses to Ma'u. Now Wagga Blake puts the foot down. Look at this. Pins the ears back. Inside ball. It's a metre forward. Taken by Gunderson. Who's clawed it anyway. Play continues. 10 metres out. Two tackles left. They're shot, Brisbane. It comes to Brown. That's Dillon. On to Jennings. Now to Sivo, flat-footed. And he's wheelbarrowed into the ground by Oates. In fact, it's Gillett who raced out there. 10 out. Last tackle. Left touchline. Lane to Dillon Brown. Chip kick. And here comes Ma'u. Where ricochets off a Bronco. Play on. Blake's got it. Now he basketballs it to Ferguson. Ferguson for the line. Ferguson gets it down. But something's not right about this.
Are you happy with the contest?
Hang on. Are they going to blow to the spot again?
I'm happy with the contest.
No, it's all good.
Ma'u got it. He's ruled a try.
Yeah, it was all good. He could have gone back if they didn't score and give a penalty against Brisbane. Well, running one of the players off the ball, but he played the advantage. Good decision.
Well, stop the fight. Parramatta's ball movement. Everything is absolutely outstanding. The offload. Big Paulo, what a start to the game he's had. And then Wonga Blake. Why did the Panthers let him go, Gerds?
Well, he wasn't doing this, yeah. But he wasn't, he wasn't getting the opportunity. You spoke about it. It's the middle forwards for the Eels. It's Alvaro, it's Junior Paulo that are just creating so many opportunities for the edge defenders because the Brisbane Broncos know that they need to stop the middle there of the Eels. So they've compressed up and they're just allowing a lot of space on the outside. But with the shape that the Eels are throwing at them, it's allowing, guys on the edges like Mau Mau on this right side and Lane on the other side of some long passes from their halves just to get on the outside of the edge defence of the Broncos. And then they've got Wonga Blake on this side and Jennings on the other side and Sivo and Ferguson. Well, they're having a field day, Gordon.
Yeah, look, to come up with a game plan, Dan, is quite easy. But to execute it under pressure in big moments, that's what Parramatta are doing. They're not engaging with the Broncos pack. They're moving them around. They're looking tired.
Are they what? There was
and
great.
Then the offloads, their speed, their footwork, their kicking game. Brisbane have no answer at the moment.
They don't. And it's not like they're not trying, Gordy. They're trying.
The boxer that stopped the fight.
And here's Moses, 44% from the sideline. He is 2 from 3 today. Moves in, starts it way out right, and that's not coming back. That's about the only thing Parramatta haven't got right. A couple of kicks at goal. Aside from that, it's all blue and gold. 16-0 the Eels. Triple M rocks the finals.
That peel and feeling is at your fingertips with the Monopoly game at Macca's. Peel, play and win today. One in five peelers are a winner. You could win thousands of big prizes, millions of Big Macs and so much more. Visit maccasplay.com.au for full terms.
Well, the last 10 minutes have been terrible from Brisbane, summed up by that play from Darius Boyd. He turned his back on the on that kick. Had no idea where the ball was, and it bounced off his back. I'm not sure what he was doing.
Yeah, that's what made it so unusual, because you had to think something went wrong there, but it was clearly just Boyd.
He was blocking. That's why he didn't watch the ball. He watched the player and blocked him.
Yeah, so that was all on Brisbane. As now here's a strong hit up for Ma'u. First through two defenders, and now is wrapped up. Oh, they are inspired today, the Eels. Here's Alvaro rolling upfield, where he's meant to put away. 15 short of halfway on tackle three. They've had 72% of the ball, Parramatta. And they lead 16-0. As now Nathan Brown, he wanted to offload, but he was on his knees, so he knew he couldn't. And he just plays it now for Marnie, who throws it left to Gutherson. And he explores down the middle of this Bankwest Stadium, where he's meant to put away on halfway by Gillett. Last tackle, it comes to Brown. High kick towards Sivo's corner, and under it is Milford, who takes it, sprints across field to his left, where he runs into three defenders. So the game continues to be camped at this southern end, where it's Brisbane trailing 16-0. A blistering start for the Eels. As the Broncos now just work it up. With Turpin feeding it away here to Katoni Staggs. Excellent season from Katoni. As he rides a heavy bump before he eventually goes to ground. McCulloch now picks up a dummy half, takes a few steps, gets it on the Lodge. And Lodge is now put away by Lane and also Marnie. Just short of halfway, McCulloch goes right to Turpin, fires it out quickly to Staggs on the right. And he swivels in the tackle but keeps hold of it. Just takes that tackle. Last comes to Turpin. Up we go. It's coming down about 25 out, but it's not a contest. It's an easy one for Gutherson.
And it's just a tight kick, Dan.
He just takes the tackle.
Tight kick.
Not only tight, there was no thought process in it. It wasn't a contest. There was no chance of it hitting the grass to let any Broncos get there. They are tired at the moment. There's only one forward that took a hit up. All their outside backs are coming in. They look shot at the moment, don't they? And they have no answers.
And Parramatta just keep bending back. Here's Marnie. Now he has the ball knocked out of his hands by Fifita. It's brilliant work by Fifita. It's play on for the Broncos, who recover through
halves. That's what they needed.
Yeah, they needed a break, didn't they, Gordon?
Absolutely.
Marnie threatened to go right through them as well. So a huge play to turn the ball over, as Gillett now carrying it forward. Unhappy start to his 200th. 45 out. Turpin to the left. Oh, Blake races out of the line and clobbers poor Milford, who was a sitting duck. And Milford gets up slowly. On the next, Patrick Carrigan goes nowhere. Oh, this is an ambush.
You can't get ambushed in finals.
45 metres out here as Brisbane now shifted left as it comes out to Glenn, a dummy which one of the defenders fell for, but Moses came in and made a heavy tackle. Last, 30 out. Spun to the open side as it comes across now to Haas. I think it's tackle 5, actually, not tackle 6, and Haas goes to ground. Now we get to the final play. 20 metres out. McCulloch throws to the right. Turpin stabs a grubber. Aimless. Taken by Gutherson. Gives it to Sivo. And Sivo can't do much with that. He's wrapped up by Staggs. And it remains Parramatta 16, Brisbane 0. That's with 15 to go on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Now get rid of ugly with Beaumont's floor clearance. You'll be happy that you chose Beaumont's. And expert comments on Triple M Footy thanks to Bobcat Equipment. And you can score the best rate with the footy finals finance offer from Bobcat. So Parramatta now just working it up. No fuss so far. Morata Niokore with a good powerful surge. Bumps into two defenders. And the nice quick play the ball to Marnie. Gets it on to Nathan Brown. He's got him backpedaling. And Brown almost to halfway. Turns his body. But Boyd locks up the arm with the ball. So there'll be no passing from Nathan Brown. And he plays it. On the last, comes to Moses, kicks into a Bronco, ricochets into touch. Now, I think this is played out. No, not played out. Well, it looked like, was it Alex Glenn who deliberately got himself in the way?
I think it was Dave Fifita, but to me, Dan, that's a poor kick, and that's the right result.
Sure,
he didn't He tried to kick it through the line there, Mitchell Moses. It's probably the first error that he's made all day other than the goal kicks. But, yeah, he tried to drive that through the line, keep it low and run it into touch. But that time it just hit Fafita in the side and then went over the touchline. This is the second time now in successive sets that Brisbane get to attack the Eels' line. They need to find a way to score some points to get themselves back into this contest. Build some pressure even. Get to the end of their set, get a better kick on Turpin there with a better kick, but they need Milford to execute those plays and try and build some pressure.
They go to the left. Fafita hits it up and loses it. Oh, incredible from Brisbane. Now Gutherson, he sprints across to his left, turns it back underneath for Jennings, who threatens. And the first try scorer is knocked down, nine short of halfway. So the Broncos still yet to have a single tackle inside Parramatta's 20. There's now Gutherson. He's getting plenty of work today, looking for it at any opportunity. He works it upfield, and now following that, Lane carries it up to the 40, where he's dropped out. The chant goes up here at Bankwest. It comes to the right. Here's Paulo. He's been a monster. He gets another offload away to Moses. Moses to Niokore, floating to his left. Oh, he almost got through too. McCulloch just hang on. 25 away. Still got plenty of tackles here. Play the money. Close to the right this time to Nathan Brown. On to Moses. Shapes a kick. Does kick.
Great
stab
kick.
It's good weight. Oates takes it. Dances along the dead ball line and just concedes defeat. So Mitchell Moses makes up for his boo-boo a couple of minutes ago with a perfect kick. And Parramatta will get six more tackles.
Yeah, it was a great set of six again from Parramatta. The offloads are starting to take their toll on Brisbane. And he kicks it through the line again. Darius Boyd plays it. Doesn't get any contact. And Corey Oates, he has to play at the football. Couldn't get out of the in goal. The Parramatta chase everything. It's spot on for them at the moment, Gertz.
Way too much time to kick, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a passive defensive line at the moment. They've just got them on the hop, and everything the halves from the Eels do just turns to gold, given the fact that there's no pressure from the Broncos' defence.
Joseph, Junior Paulo, was toying with it. But he almost got a pass away there with three defenders on him, but he took the tackle, 31 away. Parramatta looking for their fourth try. Niokore. Well, he has been fantastic since coming into the game a few minutes ago. Good hit up there. Play to Marnie. Throws left to Dylan Brown. On to Nathan Brown. Left foot step. Slip past one. Taken down by Carrigan and Haas. Parramatta now inside the 20. Here's Marnie. Throws to the right to Paulo. He dummies. And then turns his body left. Passes. Comes to Dylan Brown. Runs over the 10, Dylan, as he has a go. And he's pretty well contained here, but he'll be brought down on tackle four, only two away. Marnie jumps to the left, turns it inside to Jennings. He gets pushed down legally by Gillett. That gets us to the final tackle. Marnie throws a wild pass to the open right. Bounces. Ooh. Here for Moses. Chip kick for the corner. It's taken by Ferguson 10 metres out. He throws it infield to Wunga Blake, who's caught in traffic. And that is a knock-on, that is a changeover, and that's a messy way for the Eels to end a promising set.
Yeah, trying to play a little bit too much footy there, Parramatta, but they're playing it down the right end of the field. You know, 10 minutes to go in this first half. Brisbane are out on their feet. You don't blame them for trying stuff, but I don't know where Brisbane get back into this game at the moment, guys.
Yeah, I can't see them at all, Gordon, because they just haven't got the points in them, do they? I mean, you just don't know. Every time they get down, and there's only been a couple of opportunities they've had in this half, they go through the same systems.
Oh!
They go through the middle. We see a great shot there from Brown.
He's mad.
Nathan Brown raced up and smashed
with a capital
Flegler.
He's mad.
But Flegler's mad too. He just splashed off the tackle and made a few extra metres.
This is the problem when you rely on individuals, Gordon, as well. You know, they're waiting for a Fafita or a Staggs or a Haas to do something. They're not building anything as a team.
Now, here's the rangy Haas hitting it up over halfway. And he stopped and the last is called. Comes to Milford. An end-over-end kick, and again, it's not going to be a contest. Oh, just an easy one for Sivo, who immediately finds himself in stride as he runs down the left touchline before.
Can I give him a tip? There's a bloke by the name of Gutherson you can bomb. Keep it away from Ferguson. Keep it away from Sivo. Or kick it along the...
16-0 Parramatta. Here's Jennings. Throws it to the right to Moses. Keeps it going to Wunga Blake. Blake has toyed with him down that right side for Parramatta. This time he's closed down by Oates and also Glenn. Near the touchline on halfway. As it comes back to Ma'u on the next. And he runs over the top of McCulloch before Flegler comes in low and Fafita up top. 40 metres out, four gone. Here comes Tepoi Moiroa. Oh, so much space up the middle. He's made 15 metres before he stopped. Last, Marnie to the right to Moses. Runs on the line. Ooh. Inside to Gutherson. Stabs a kick. Chase is good. Kick is perfect. Oates is gone. Another line dropout. Oh, this is a suffocation. Down to Brent Reed on the sideline.
Well, Junior Paulo's just made his way off the field. What about this stint from him? 106 metres, five tackle busts, four offloads. Compare that with Payne Haas. I've restricted him to 33 metres.
Yeah, it's a domination.
Ooh.
What are you looking at there? Gerds on the coach's eye replay.
Well, Gutherson went down. And just trying to remonstrate to the referee that he copped an elbow or a forearm there from Oates. Billy, did you see anything?
Yeah, he did. He had his arm high, but he didn't have it cocked to use the elbow. He just lashed out with his hand as if it was a palm, but Gutherson ran into the elbow.
All right, so.
And the referee saw it that way.
Parramatta, their fourth line dropout restart, and it's Tepoi Moiroa. And he hits it up here to within 30 of the line. The most we've had in a game this year is six. That's how good Parramatta have been. They've already got four dropouts. Now near Corey, trying to gouge a hole through the middle. As he stopped, 19 out. Play to Marnie. Throws to the left here to Dylan Brown. Gets it on to Moiroa. Runs at Turpin. Turpin hangs on. And gets some help from Staggs. Parramatta now up to the 10. And they've still got three tackles left here. Play to Marnie. Throws to the right to Dylan Brown. Gets it on to Nathan Brown. And he just cuts it upfield here. And again, no thought of an offload. And we'll play it now in front of the sticks. 10 metres out. Slow play the ball. Here's Marnie. Fires it to the right to Moses. Switch of play. Long pass to the left to Brown. Dylan. Then he underarms at the lane. Now to Jennings. It was a two-on-one momentarily. Now the pass to Lane. Lane from the line. Lane scores. Parramatta get another. They're unstoppable. Parramatta 20. Brisbane nothing. And there's still seven to go in the first half.
Yeah. Parramatta was just... a beautiful ball from Moses. This is a 30-metre pass over to Brown. He just skips on the outside, and it went through the hands. And then when Lane gets the ball, he's got Big Sevo. He's got a great magnet on the outside of him. And that's who you want to show and go to. And everybody goes over to Sevo. He just crashes over. Wow.
I know Mitchell Moses gets a lot of the credit for what these Parramatta Eels do, but his half-partner, Dylan Brown, makes a big contribution, and I think a lot of it goes unnoticed. You know, he's very subtle about how he goes about his work on a weekend, and today it's been some nice running down that left side, connecting Jennings and Sevo out there, a couple of really nice kicks, but that time then it was just a subtle little pass. He attracted two defenders there of the Broncos, and as he was falling, just flicked it up to the support. That allowed Jennings to create the 3-on-2, and then Lane, as you said, Gordon, just used Sevo as a decoy out there, and that attracts enough Broncos defence for them to lay off Big Sean Lane, and he's a big fella. He gets over and scores a lovely try in that left-hand corner. They've put on an absolute show here this afternoon in front of their home fans, the Eels.
When Dylan Brown plays, Parramatta 9 wins and 4 losses this year. Here's Moses, 49% the kick predictor. This is near the left touchline. Hasn't been at his best with the boot today. He moves in and starts it out to the right. Coming back, hits the post, hits the upright, and bounces out. What about that? 20-0 Parramatta. Triple M rocks the finals.
Remember, you're not finals ready until you're stocked up with CC's. CC's are the original, irresistible, mouth-watering, Moorish Aussie corn chip. How good are CC's tasty cheese in a plate of nachos? You can't say no. Just say CC's.
We talk about sliding doors moments in rugby league. Well, what about Mitchell Moses? Last year, he was linked with the Brisbane Broncos. There was talk they might sign him. They didn't do that. He's putting on a clinic today, and Brisbane looked rudderless.
Hard to know what they could do, the Broncos, at the moment. That kick, I should describe it, it hit the upright, then hit the crossbar and bounced out. So the double doink. All right, so now here is near Corey hitting it up first from the restart. And he'll play it now for Marnie. He throws it left to Ferguson. And he just works it upfield here and gets Parramatta to their own 20. Still, the Broncos have not had a single tackle inside Parramatta's 20. As Moiroa fighting hard, three defenders on him, and he still, Moiroa carries them for a good 15-metre gain. Now Ma'u, he's been menacing today. And he goes up the middle here And again, it takes three Broncos to get involved. Marty, before the last, poking a kick. That's wild. That's way over the sideline on the full. And that kick came from nowhere, too. So Brisbane handed a little chance here. We're inside the last five of the first half on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard, 20-0 Parramatta.
Little cute that then from Marnie. Got a quick play of the ball. Thought he'd just knock one downfield on an early play, but yeah, just didn't hit it right and overcooked it. Put it into the second row there, Dan.
Yeah.
I think Reedy almost caught that.
As now, here's McCulloch.
Yeah, no, he went up for it. It just hit him on the chin. He went up there. He misjudged it.
As Gillett now plays it, here's McCulloch. Couldn't let that go, could you, Gordy?
Oh, I love Reedy.
Here it comes, Turpin to Milford. Oh, turns it inside to Fifita, and he's gang tackled. Marty, Ma'u, Brown, all over Dave Fifita. Now he's Haas, and now he's driven sideways. That's a great tackle. He only made about 6 metres there, Payne, and he gave it everything he had. Foregone, still outside the 30. It comes to Milford, turns it inside to Carrigan, and there's not much Pat Carrigan can do with that. And he fights hard in the tackle, but has dropped down 24 metres away. Last here, McCulloch. He throws to the left to Milford. Pokes a kick here. It's not bad. Oh, doesn't find the end goal, though. Gutherson's got it, and they're going to drag him back into the end goal area. Now, where's that ball? The refs said the ball stayed in the field of play. So, despite the best efforts of Alex Glenn, Parramatta get the ball back as Ferguson goes nowhere on play two. And now Wunga Blake, he hits it up. Well, this is as deep as they've been, Parramatta, defensive or on the attack in their defensive zone. They're inside their 10 on tackle three as Jennings. He tries to shimmy around Isako, but Isako too good. Gets some help from Staggs. Now Mike Acevo with a powerful run. Oh, it's a great run. He makes 15 metres, but still they were kicking from well inside the 30. As now it's fired out to Moses. And again, all the time in the world. And he gives it everything he's got. And he kicks it straight down the throat of Isako. In fact, it's Milford up to the 20. Now over the 30. And now there are four defenders there.
They're bullying Brisbane here. Their defence is outstanding. They're not getting two. They're getting threes and fours into the tackle. They're all using their shoulders. They're bullying them.
So now here's Oates playing it. And it comes across to the left to Glenn. And Glenn's put away on the left side of the field. On the following play, Fifita with a good, powerful run. Looks for the quick play of the ball. Gets it to McCulloch. Throws to the right to Turpin. Turpin sends it on to Boyd. Floats it out now to Staggs. Staggs pushing away from Jennings. Pushing away from Dylan Brown. But the pair come back for a second attempt and put Staggs away. Last, 21 metres out. Bad pass taken by Haas. Haas has got to get rid of it. He throws a long run out here to Fifita. Fifita's in trouble. Hurls it inside to McCulloch. They've lost 10 metres. Then McCulloch has an air swing. And that is going to be a changeover. Oh, it just can't get worse for the Broncos. And now Parramatta have got 2 minutes to try and come up with yet another try. They lead 20-0, Beaumont Tile.
Oh, well, awful, awful last play there, Dan. It's just as they were trying to build something, then the Broncos went to Payne Haas, and he didn't know what to do with it. He threw it out this side. It went to, I think it was, who got it out on this side then? It was Fido, and then he passed it back on the inside. It was ended up with McCulloch, and he didn't know what to do with it. Awful from the Broncos.
Four tries for the Eels. 1:20 to go. And they just hit it up here through near Corey. On tackle three. He's met on halfway. Ball about to be played here to Marnie. Goes it left to Gunnison. Gets it on to Dylan Brown. Brown takes them on before he's put away on the left side of the field here. Ball now played here for Marty. Goes to the left to Gutherson. Runs at the line. Then a short pass to Jennings. And Jennings is sandwiched in by McCulloch and also Staggs. Last, 28 out. Flung to the open right. Comes here to Moses. Oh, fancy goose step. Then a switch of play with a long pass back to Lane on the left.
Number.
Lane's running it. Underarms it to Jennings. Quick pass to Sebo. Sebo, he drops it. Rick Evans puts it down. If he holds on to it, they're up 24-0. They'll go upstairs, but I'm sure he got this back. Mike Acevo.
That'll do
tackle.
Me.
Tackle six. Have a try. Jack Browning. Browning here. Touched one to four.
He wanted to give this try. He's touch judge and his pocket ref talked him out of it. Just watching the coach's eye replay now. He juggles the ball, brings it back in. We're watching his feet. They're still well inside the touchline.
Michael Sivo has taken
possession
of the ball.
He's got the ball firmly in his hands. Slams into the ground. Try.
And grounds it in the in-goal. We have a decision.
That is an appropriate way to end a near-perfect half of finals football for the Parramatta Eels. Wow.
Mate, it is perfect. There was one kick that he tried to get out, and it rebounds. They've bullied Brisbane when...
Let's see. Sorry, Gordy. I'm sure we're going to get a Sivo chant at some point, but we'll keep talking here, Gordy.
Let's... Like, when Katoni Stokes made the most metres at 50, you got this big forward pack that's got all the wraps. Well, Parramatta's made it personal with them. They've made no metres.
Yeah.
It's been unbelievable from Parramatta. He doesn't walk back to his corner. He doesn't have to.
Yeah, they're going off for half-time, so unfortunately we won't get to see the chant in this first half.
I think we might get one in the second half, Gerds.
It looks that way, but again, another great switch of play there by the halves. I think it was Moses switched it back to that left hand. There you go.
Here's the kick and goal from Moses. Hey, sprayed it right. Five tries, only two goals. And Micah gets his moment on the stroke of halftime. And now a standing ovation. We knew finals football at this stadium was going to be special. And my word, haven't their players delivered. A first half to Sabre. Parramatta 24, Brisbane no score. Triple M rocking the finals. Parramatta 24, Brisbane 0. That is your scoreboard. Thanks to Mitsubishi Triton as Triple M rocks the finals for Maccas. The Monopoly game at Maccas is back and it's bigger than ever. Visit maccasplay.com.au for full terms. We've got Gerds, Gordy, Bill Harrigan, Brent Reed and Dan Ganane. Next week we'll be at ANZ on Friday for South Sydney versus Manly, with Canberra waiting for the winner of that game. So South Manly on Friday.
Can I ask a question? Can they move that game here?
It's a South home game. I think it's an NRL event, Gordy. They could do what they want, but they won't, because South's home game is a stadium that is
familiar to them.
It is fitting. Well, it's not so much that, but their home ground is an acceptable week two ground, so no, they'll play it there. You're right, though. It'll be interesting. It'll be...
They do come out here, though, South Sydney, don't they, when ANZ goes under...
Well, whenever that is. I mean, we still don't know when that's going to happen. Mm. I mean, it was supposed to be after the grand final. Then Queen announced a concert in February.
I reckon if I was the NRL, I'd make a decision. If they're at about 30,000, I'd just say, sorry, guys, you're moving it to here. Doesn't matter, mate. It's closer for the buses, isn't it?
It's a Friday night. It's not going to get more than 30. It would be spectacular here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why Todd's in the top job. And he just goes and he says, this is what's happening.
So I don't know if tickets are on sale for that yet. I think they wait, even though we know it's South Manly on Friday. I think they wait.
If you're a South fan, you would rather come here.
I don't know. People are creatures of habit, Gordy. Of course, this is 100 times better, this ground. I don't know. It's a good. Tweet us at @MMNRL. If you're a South fan, you want to play at ANZ, or would you rather play here, which is a much better stadium?
Well, you want to play in front of an atmosphere. You want to give your fan, you want to give your team what Parramatta's fans have given Parramatta today. That's what you want
to
give.
And you know, if you're a South fan,
you reckon the Manly fans are going to come across the bridge?
Of course not. That's what I'm saying. You know, you're not going to give up a home ground advantage by coming here. You're still going to have all the crowd.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go, Todd. You've been implored. So the Broncos are out there, and now here come the Eels. I'll be running to the northern end in this second half. Haven't we over this year, Gert, seen some blitzes from Parramatta at this ground? West Tigers on Easter Monday. Remember St. George Illawarra? Yeah. They started slowly, and then they just went berserk.
Ooh. I think Corey Norman got injured, and they put their foot on the throttle that day.
Brisbane, they did a number on back in round 14. We didn't do that game. And now what they're doing here on a Sunday afternoon.
Did you mention while I was out there how many scrums? Two penalties. I think there's only two scrums. It's just been up and down the paddock all day.
Hey, Billy, are the referees in these games obviously looking to put their best foot forward so they get a gig next week.
Yeah, because we go.
Is that why
four sets to two sets next week, and that's what they're trying
to
do?
Is that why Cummings has decided not to go upstairs on a couple of occasions? Is he trying to show that he's in form, he's confident?
Yeah. The only thing, I can't fault him so far, except I'd just like to take one more step on his ten.
And Saturday night, it's Melbourne versus the winner of this game. And it's Parramatta who bring it back here first from the kickoff, leading 24-0. We have 40 minutes left. And first to hit it up here is Niokora. And here's Blake Ferguson. Excellent footwork. And now he drives the defenders back. And is stopped only 20 metres short of halfway. That's only tackle two. Here comes Moiroa. Waratah's bound. And he's going to have another game for the Eels, it seems, because he won't be done here. There's now the next play after his run. Moiroa plays it for Marnie, who feeds it on a Ma'u. He was as menacing as always in the first 40. He carries it to halfway here. Now Nathan Brown off the back fence with a good, powerful run. What a set. Wow. They've got 61 metres with just hit-ups. Last, Marnie throws to the right. Moses had it on a string in the first half. A high kick. It's not a great one. It's taken by Milford. And Milford tries to scamper away, but is pretty well contained, and now he's claiming he's the victim of a crusher tackle here from Dylan Brown, and that's why we have a pause. One gone, second half, Brisbane trailing 24-0 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
The push with the football is exceptional from Parramatta. The first set, I know they've just had a 10-minute break, but every time that a forward goes off, and you, as you said, Dan, Ma'u just pushes off the back fence. Brown, they get an extra couple of yards of depth and they come onto that football so hard. And they've always got someone with them taking the flies off them and creating opportunities there on their outside if they're available. And that just keeps the Brisbane defence honest. And that's why they're under so much stress and fatigue at the moment, Brisbane, because honestly, every time Parramatta goes up, we see a penalty now. We see a penalty for a crusher tackle and on report, which is something we'll have to keep an eye on if we go and have a look at the outside replay, Bill.
It was a fair call.
What, the penalty?
And what they're doing this year, that was a fair call.
Wow, that's Dylan Brown. And I think we'll have to check the punishments for that, but I think they're quite strong.
Mm.
All right, so it's a problem there for Dylan Brown.
Lucky to be a penalty.
All right, so come the Eels in defence, rather. It's Brisbane working it forward through Carrigan. He's stopped on halfway. Now Payne Haas. There, he bumps the defender, then gets an offload. Back to McCulloch on to Boyd. Boyd puts the foot down. Then a flick pass to Milford. Milford almost into the backfield, but he's just taken down here by Moses. The Broncos, here's another penalty. Moses laying down too long. So for the first time in this match, Brisbane will enter the 20-metre area. As they hit it up on the left side, and the ball is ripped out of the hands of McCulloch, but the tackle was complete.
Wait there, wait there.
And that is another penalty.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have brought up the penalties because I've just jinxed it big time.
You've jinxed it, Bill. It'll be tapped on the left side here. So that's, what, three penalties in the space of 30 seconds. So Boyd will tap it. They're down 24-0. Goes to the right. Gets it on here to Payne Hart.
Wow.
Palms off one, palms off another. Inside the 10, gets rid of Jennings. Then the late offload for McCulloch. Gets it on the Stags, two on two. Stags brushes off Jennings, but the cover is good. And the tackle made here by Niokora. Parramatta, the first time they're tested defensively. Here it comes out of Carrigan. Oh, that's a forward pass away to Fleetwood. It's called two. Oh, no, that's just catastrophic from the Broncos. Scrum feed to Parramatta.
Just trying to move the football around a bit, the Brisbane Broncos, and Haas on a couple of occasions. Just some nice running, some nice passing. And that time it was just, he got that one right. Carrigan just shoveled the football forward to Flegler there. And better from the Broncos, though, in the fact that they're moving the football around in this second half. They've got nothing, obviously, to lose at the moment, but they need to get their execution right.
Well, Payne Haas's good run was forward to forward, and the last one was Carrigan to Flegler. I like interchange passing with forwards. It's really good coming out of your own end. But you don't need it when you're setting up and trying to get points.
Tire power shot clock got down about 8 seconds, but Parramatta fed this. We'll go to Reedy shortly, but we'll just stick with this because Parramatta, see what they've got here. And here's a powerful run by Moiroa. Gone about 13, 14 metres. Play back to Marnie.
Goes to the right to Ma'u. Ma'u running on an edge. Oh, he lost it backwards. Taken by Gutherson. Play on. Gutherson. He's almost away. He's just taken by the back of the collar by Flegler. And then Gutherson gets away again. But that split second just gave the Broncos time to retreat. Tackle made 25 out. Spun out to the left. Lane gets it now. Carl's back in field. Stopped by Gillett. Played back to Marnie. Throws to the open right. Gutherson. Sends it on to Moses. He keeps it going right to Ma'u. Draws in two. Then throws to Blake. Blake runs into a cul-de-sac. Gets it on to Ma'u. Throws it back to the left to Moses. Long ball to Brown. Brown tries to turn Turpin inside out. And he almost does, but Turpin good enough at the tackle. Last. 10 away. Here comes down to the middle. Moses steps off the right foot. Throws it to Brown. Long pass. Sivo. Sivo bumped into touch by Isarco. The switches of play have been magnificent from Parramatta, but this time the Broncos did not panic. 24-0. Let's go down to Brent Reid on the sideline.
Yeah, look, the message out of the Parramatta dressing chairs half-time was this is about 80 minutes. Set. Brad Arthur said they've put together an 80-minute performance all year. He wants to see it now. And he said to front-load the defence in the first 20. On Brisbane, I gave him a wide berth. There weren't too many happy faces coming out of that dressing room.
There's Brown racing up. He made no metres, and God, he's got great line speed. Brown, he's their barometer, isn't it, when he's back.
Brisbane stuck on their own 10. And Glenn now just tries to muscle his way to his own 20, where he's brought down on tackle 3. As the crowd chant goes up, Milford can sense the forwards are going nowhere, so he kicks. And it's going to go into touch. Actually, not a bad kick, but it goes into touch only 15 short of halfway. So still good field position for Parramatta, who have not relented. From their first half domination, they lead 24 points to nil on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. And at Mitsubishi, you know what they say, nothing can frighten a Triton.
Dan, I really like the way Parramatta are moving the ball around, but they're getting a little bit cheeky with those big cutout balls between each other. You've got to earn the right. They've got to come back out here in the second half, earn the right, work the Broncos pack over before they start going sideways. That ball to Sivo, that 20-metre ball to Sivo over his head, you know.
He had no chance.
No chance.
And I'm just looking here. Dangerous contact, Dylan Brown. That's 100 points for Grade 1. We wouldn't think that's any worse than Grade 1. He has no charges hanging over him, no carryover, so an early plea, he'll be fine. Here comes Moiroa now, up to the 40. So Parramatta back inside Brisbane territory on tackle 3. Played to Martin. Throws left to Moses. Moses to Dylan Brown. Holding it. Then getting it on to Gutherson. A fancy inside pass. Off hands. Was it Sivo? Was it Turpin?
No, I think...
Decision time here for the refs.
Sivo knocks it on.
I got Brisbane first here.
Parramatta feed.
Oh. 31 metres out.
They're correct.
Yeah, I thought it was correct too. The touch judge called that. The referee called it the other way. Yes, and it's right. I think Turpin gets his fingertips through the ball. Gertz, you disagree?
Oh, look, I
he might get his fingertips to it first, but
he knocks
it
back. And I think then it goes off Sivo's shoulder forward. But anyway, it's Parramatta's afternoon, and they get a break there. But again, just a little cute for Mike Gordon with some of these trick plays the Eels are trying at the moment. Haven't heard the right yet in this second half.
So the scrum will pack on the left side here, where Dylan Brown is poised. Puts it in, and now it comes out here for Marnie. Throws to Gutherson, onto Moiroa. What a terrific game he's had. Tepoi Moiroa over 100 metres. Playing it now for Marnie. Jumps out to the short right, throws to Moses. Quick hands to Blake, who torched the Broncos in the first 20 minutes. This time he's closed down by Boyd and Glenn. Playing it back now to Ferguson. Throws it infield to the left to Moses. Moses to Ma'u. Great footwork. He got around Carrigan and Haas. And there to help clean it up was McCulloch. Centre field now as they go left again. It comes from dummy half to Brown. Brown to Brown. Now it comes to Gutherson. Gets a pass to Sivo. Sivo for the corner. Sivo gets it down. Sivo scores number 2. All the little things going Parramatta's way. There was a question on the pass. But Sivo on the half volley takes it. Get ready for the chant. It's Parramatta 28, Brisbane 0.
Yeah, that was better by Parramatta. It was short in a change of passing. They hit about the 50-metre and they come over on the left-hand side. And it was a great play there. They come over. It's Brown. Gutherson throws a cutout ball. They come in on Jennings. I think Asako comes in on Jennings, leaves the wing. Smart play.
He's had enough.
Absolutely.
Asako saw Subo was about to get it one-on-one and said, you know what, I'm going to take Jennings.
Yep.
And just opens.
Stagsy is yours.
Opens enough space.
I'm going in. You got to cover me, son.
He did well, though, Big Mike, there. Picked it up off his toes. As Dan said, might have been a little bit flat, but then had to pick it up off his toes from a standing start and accelerate it. How powerful is this guy? And then, well, it's almost like his signature move now, the big dive with a one hand in the corner for Micah. And we will get to hear that chant again. And
are they playing with mini balls or mod balls? Because it looks like that in his hand.
Yeah.
The big Rawlings. It looks like a big...
Here we go.
So here's Moses while the Sivo chant goes up. 2 from 6 today. Left touchline. Oh, he sprays that wide. 28-0. So they're scoring in fours, but it doesn't matter. They're killing the Broncos. Triple M rocks the finals.
Robust, remarkable R-Series. Join the revolution with the new range of Bobcat R-Series excavators. The newly expanded Bobcat R-Series compact excavator range is a great excuse to put a Bobcat machine to the test. Find out more at Clark Equipment or bobcatofaustralia.com.au.
Well, this is about pride now for the Broncos. They can't win this footy game. They need to save some face in this last 30 minutes because at the moment, Parramatta could rack up 50 the way they're going.
I wouldn't want to bet against it.
No, and they've shown here, when they really get in the mood, they do tend to go on with it. So, real warning signs here for the Broncos. And if Moses could kick, it'd be 38-0 at the moment, not 28-0.
Do they come out of this, Gordon, as true title contenders after a performance like this in the finals?
Can you give me 7 more days?
No, I'm asking you now.
There's Manu Ma'u powering upfield. On tackle 3, they're only 10 short of halfway. Hang on, we've got a problem here. It's a Bronco who's down.
Feeder.
He's like a head clash.
He has a copped a firework in the eye, has he?
Oh, stop it, Dan.
He's got a problem with his left eye. Sivo, 5 tries in the last 130 minutes of football. 22 tries for the year. And would you bet against him getting another hat trick?
I'm sure he's finished yet, Dan.
My bold prediction.
What did you predict? What did you predict?
Sivo to get it.
I'd want to be on it, Gordy, if I was.
Wouldn't you?
You'd want to be on it. Here comes Moses.
What in a.
Before the
Gatorwell.
Yeah.
Bonses.
Ladbrokes.
Why didn't I get the Ladbrokes?
Now here's Milford. Oh, he's crossed in a tackle, but then he gets up, goes again before he's cleaned up. 10 out from their own line. That's a good sign for the Eels. They were all boring down on that kick. And now Corey Archie almost lost that in the tackle. Held onto it just as he was put down by Nia Corey. Now the next Glenn. Oh, he's monstered. They're 10 out for their own line. Glenn forces a pass. Oh, Turpin. He does well. He juggles, shrugs on the defender. Throws a pass to Gillett, who's clobbered by Sivo. Now that is a hospital pass. And now Gillett gets up unhappy. Ball played. Here's Lodge. Lodge now flings it back. Oh, they're desperate, Brisbane. Gillett stuck at his own 10. He brings it down. They're in a... I hate to use this word, Gordy, but this feels like a cauldron here, a coliseum. And now Haas is picked off on the last. As on the 6th tackle, it comes to Milford. And he kicks. Not a great kick, but it is allowed to bounce a couple of times. And it's taken here by Clint Gutherson. Veers to the left. Oh, wait, a Sivo stands in the tackle. He wanted to offload as well, but his man wasn't quite in position. So Micah is dropped down. Played to Dylan Brown. Gets it on to Jennings. Already over halfway, Michael Jennings. He got the party started with his wonderful try early. Now Gutherson splits them open. Into the backfield. Puts the foot down. Inside pass. Goodbye! Dylan Brown. They're in again. They're wrecking him up here at Bankwest.
Well.
32-0. And they are not done by a long shot. This is a final slaughter.
Absolutely outstanding, Gutherson. That is the softest try I think Brisbane have let in all year. one off the ruck. He goes between the first defender and the markers. That's unacceptable. You just don't let that happen. And then he takes off for the corner. Beautiful little stop on the inside. Brown backs him up. That's soft.
Yeah, Gutherson did all the work there, Gordy. As he gets
soft
in between, I think it's Staggs and Carrigan to go through, and it is soft. But gee, impressed with Brown this afternoon. And again, just spoke about it before, Parramatta always pushing up with the football, always someone there just in case. And this time it's, well, Gutherson, I thought he was going to go all the way. I thought he was going to take Milford on and take him to the corner. But Brown's calling for it back on the inside. There's no Broncos chases there, and it's an easy two-on-one in the end. Yeah. But just scintillating play there by Parramatta in the second half. When they click into gear, Dan, they're a side to be reckoned with.
I'm glad Brisbane weren't coming here to make up the numbers.
Parramatta's biggest win in a final, 56-12 over the Warriors back in 2001 at the old Parramatta. There's the goal, 34-0. Brisbane's heaviest defeat, 40-0 against Melbourne at Olympic Park in 2007. That's in big trouble. Triple M rocks the footy.
Remember, you're not finals ready until you're stocked up with CC's. CC's are the original, irresistible, mouth-watering, Moorish Aussie corn chip. How good are CC's tasty cheese in a plate of nachos? You can't say no. Just say CC's.
Well, I said they were playing for pride. We can forget about that because it's gone. Their pride is gone. This has been a disgraceful display from Brisbane, let's be honest. You can't turn around one week. One week, I think they thought they could, but this is symptomatic of a rubbish season, to be fair.
And I don't think many would disagree with you, Reedy.
You're a Queenslander, Reedy.
Here it comes. Brisbane's short kickoff. Staggs comes away with it. Throws to Isako, leaves it behind him. And it goes into touch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Dan, the record crowd's loving this.
I know what you're hiding from me.
29,372. Record crowd here. Unbelievable. And that's the story of the day. Brisbane get an opportunity.
Where are the 600 people who have tickets and didn't bother turning up?
I can see some empty seats here, Dan.
They're still on Church Street. Mate, they're on Church Street. They've had a great feed and they're watching it.
Well, hopefully they're
Brisbane
fans.
Sorry, I cut you off before.
Hopefully they're Brisbane fans, because if you're an Eels fan and you didn't come and watch this, you'll be kicking yourself.
Mm. Sorry, you were saying, Gordon,
it's Brisbane. That's the story of the day. You get an opportunity and you go for it and your execution's poor. They haven't improved, Brisbane.
No, it's going to be...
Here I say, but if I say something later, what do you think that I'm picking?
No, I know. It's going to be a dirty... That media is going to be savage up there because...
I know he's got a five-year deal.
Gordy, I said this off air, and I'll say it on air. I think if he was on a three-year deal, I think the media would be discussing whether he'd survive, because it's different expectations at the Broncos, and there would be serious questions. But it's 5 years, so that buys a bit more time. Parramatta get through their set, and it's a kick straight down the throat of Oates on the 20. Brings it up to the 30. Now they're looking for the one-on-one steal. But on the Okoro. No, he doesn't quite get there. Oates holds onto the ball. Played the ball. Throws it. Oh, the Galax Glenn has picked up and dumped. Who's that getting involved? Ray Stone. He's now joined the party. Now David Fifita hits it up. Gets over halfway. Parramatta 34. Brisbane 0. Comes to the right. Lodge. Throws. Oh, the Haas. He splashes off Jennings. And tries to get his arms free, but can't. So Haas will play it now. As it comes to the short right to Gillett. Little chip and chase for himself. Gutherson, though, gets there first comfortably. Then is closed down by Seguiaro and two others for the Broncos. The frightening thing, we still have 23 minutes left. As Sivo just bumps it forward here on tackle number two.
Well, with so much possession, I mean, Arthur hasn't even had to use the bench so far. We see a couple of changes. Stone's gone on and Takarangi's gone on. Mau Mau comes off, but what's that possession rate there, Dan? It's 65% to 35% for the Broncos.
It just hasn't changed, has it?
It's suffocated them. And they've been so effective with the football. And
you often see a stat like that after 8 minutes or 12 minutes, and then it evens out.
Yeah.
It just hasn't evened out at all. Moses turns it inside to Wonga Blake. Well, he ran behind his own player there, straightened,
and was taken by Seguiaro. Halfway line. Comes to Moses. He drills a kick along the carpet, and it's going to stay in the field of plays. Milford, and now he's closed down on his own 20. Quickly to Brent Reed on the sideline.
Yeah, it's, I have to tell you, boys, it's 6 year for Anthony Seabold. He's got an option for a further year, so it's a 6 year deal.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And now, wait.
Wow,
that's. Whatever you think of Seabold, that's horrible business. To sign someone for 5 years and then give him a 6 year. You wouldn't give that to Wayne Bennett. 15 short of halfway.
Craig Bellamy doesn't get it.
Now here's Payne Haas going down the right side. And he's put down. And now he'll play it back for
Seguiaro. He might need all 6 years to get him out of this.
Short kick here from Seguiaro.
Don't laugh, Gertz. That wasn't a joke.
He's gutless.
Maybe.
Yeah. Throws to the right at Ferguson. Ferguson tries to step inside Alex Glenn. And he's put down. So they will go out, the Broncos, in the same manner they went out last year in the knockout final. Last year they finished, I think, fifth. Certainly fifth or sixth. They hosted the Dragons and were pummeled up at Suncorp. And today they'll be eliminated after finishing eighth.
You reckon Wayne Bennett sitting there with his slippers on with a smile?
He'll certainly have one of those things. It's the slippers I'm not sure about. He is one of one. Stands up in the tag. And he'll play it now, 35 metres.
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Now comes here the Alvaro punching it forward, 28 metres away. So Parramatta still making metres at will. Moses high kick across the face of goal. Here comes Sivo. Oh, no, it's just too big. It's taken by Isarco. Oh. And then Isarco is barreled into the in goal by Sivo. It's relentless.
Yeah.
We got to come up with a nickname for him by the end of the game.
Who?
Sivo.
Okay.
Because of a semi-trailer.
Yeah.
Which used to hit him hard.
I think it'll be semi-who after this. That's a lovely kick again there by Mitchell Moses. And this is so important that Parramatta continue on in this vein and take all this confidence into the Melbourne Storm game next week. And a great chase there by Suvo. Short kickoff, short drop out there by the Eels, and well taken by Parramatta. But again, within the 30-metre zone, and you'd have to say that they're going to find a way, Dan. They have all afternoon.
Well, they're already inside the 20 on tackle two as Alvaro hits it up. They led 24-0 at the break. They lead 34-0 now on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Here's Stone probing, making it inside the 10 before he stopped in front of the right upright. Way back now for Marty. Throws left to Dylan Brown. Bullets into Gutherson. A pass to the front man in lane, and lane is hit hard and the ball comes free. So they miss out there, Parramatta. Now the Broncos spreading it inside their own 10. Comes to Seguiaro. Seguiaro taken by Takanagi, who's dropped down. Well, Takanagi's got to feel like he missed out. This is exactly his type of game. It's free-throwing and plenty of skill. Error. And now Brisbane knock it on at marker. Takanagi with the tackle. He jolted the ball free from the dummy half. And the disaster continues. Scrum feed to the Eels, 10 metres out.
Yeah, not a lot in that one. Takanagi just with some energy after coming off the bench and getting involved in that play, jumping out from dummy half and putting a nice shot on. I think it was Oates trying to get the ball out of his own end there, as the Broncos have had to do all afternoon. And they didn't take their last opportunity, the Parramatta Eels. I'd like to think they'll take this one, though, as Moses.
The setup out here on the left.
Yeah, big setup left. Alvaro to settle one. And
don't give him that much room, Alvaro.
Look for the switch.
They're lining up here, the Eels. They're in the middle of the park. It's played to Marnie. Throws to the right to Moses. Keeps it going to Gutherson. Now to Wonga Blake. Puts on a right footstep, but well read this time. And it was Alex Glenn with a nice tackle. Still plenty of tackles left, though. Moses sends it on to Stone, and Stone hits and spins and is dropped down in front of the right upright. Is this the play they've been working towards? Here's Marnie. Jumps out to his left. On to Nicore. He crashes his way to within a metre. It's Haas with the tackle. Ball played. Here comes the switch. It was thrown left to Moses. He goes long right to Gutherson. Turns it inside to Takanagi. Stepping, straightening, rolling. Short! Should have scored. Under the sticks. Marnie fires it right to Moses. Cut out pass. Ferguson takes it. Steps inside. He underarms it out to the sideline. Gutherson, high kick across the face of goal. Coming down five away. Sivo raced in. Jolted the ball free from a Bronco. Taken by Lane. Six more tackles. Parramatta.
Hang on.
Double knock on, but Parramatta will get it back. So Sivo came in from nowhere to challenge that kick, and his pressure was such that Isako, I believe it was, who took it, but he couldn't hang on to it once Sivo bore down on him.
Oh, but it was Takanagi, Danny. Lovely right foot step. Just gave Payne Haas a cold as he went past him there, but it was some lovely defence from Milford at the back, who was able to stop that try on the back of the quick play of the ball. Then they went out to the right. Ferguson got involved. He hasn't seen a lot of action in this second half. And then he was able to come off with an offload on the last. Went back to the middle of the field. Then the big kick for Sivo.
Expert comments for Bobcat Equipment. Here come the Eels, 34-0 in front.
You feel like the Parramatta guys just like getting in the ball somehow, don't they? Just give it to Micah.
Alvaro stops centre field. Milford lays all over him. Play to Marnie. Throws to the right to Moses. Oh, another switch of play. This one just the conservative pass back to Niokore. And then he flicks it out the side. Away to Gutherson. Gets it on to Stone. Stone cuts back in field. Runs straight. Now straight at Lodge and Haas. The pair make the tackle. With Parramatta under the sticks. 3 metres out. Ball played and thrown left. Moses to Lane. And again, Gillard all over him. In fact, no, that's the number three there for the Broncos in Stags. That was a good tackle. Played and thrown back to the right to Moses. Sends it on to Alvaro. Alvaro, boy, he's been busy today. And he's barreled in the tackle. That's his 14th run. Still centre field. Marnie, they're going to try left again. Brown, cutout pass. Jennings, he stands in the tackle. Throws it back to Sivo, who runs sideways towards the middle. Now he straightens and is felled by Sekiaro. Last. Brisbane have handled that pretty easily, to be honest. On the final play, comes to Moses. He dummies. Now he steps back in field. They hang off him. They hang off him. He straightens. Then gets a pass through the hands of Stone. Taken by Jennings. Jennings gets over, but it's a knock-on by Stone. And they butchered that, the Eels. But Mitchell Moses has them mesmerised. 34-0.
Yeah, they're just playing with them at the moment, Parramatta. Maybe a little bit greedy as they've all tried to get over the strike and have a party, but Brisbane, they're in all sorts. They're actually doing well to hang in there. That was a better few minutes in defence from Brisbane, but they got nothing in attack because of the energy that's burnt, that they're burning up in defence. They've got nothing at the moment.
Parramatta have now played 800 more metres as Lodge is driven sideways. I've never seen this. Parramatta 1,477 metres, Brisbane 673. It's incredible.
And that's been their strength.
The Broncos, yeah.
That has been their strength, making so many metres, so many inroads and not being able to capitalise on it.
So here's Boyd now.
Outstanding job, Parramatta.
To a flat-footed off-ahead Gowie. We've hardly seen him today. And he's filled here, 20 short of halfway. Sloppy play the ball. That was lucky, but tucked here by Seguiaro. He goes. And now, he throws a wild pass, which is almost dropped, but it is regathered by Glenn. That's nice. Shrugs off one, shrugs off another, turns it inside. Shibasaki puts the foot down, runs into the last line of defence, Gutherson. And that's a try saver. But Brisbane now, full set inside Parramatta's 20. It's thrown from left to right. Massive shot. Jennings has Turpin, and then stood over him and said, how did that touch?
Oh, that was George Tofua-like.
And now on the next play, here comes Offahen Gowie.
Tofua.
And now Offahen Gowie passes.
He turns him into Tofua.
And that will be a play the ball there from Offahen Gowie. That's how it was gone. Wow. So throws right with flat-footed Haas. Now he gets going as he runs sideways. Gives it to Gillard. He doesn't know what to do with it. And he's taken by the left foot and has nowhere to go. Four gone. Play to Seguiaro. Throws left to the MILF. Rolls in a grubber. Here comes Offahen Gowie. Good chase. Taken by Gutherson. And Offahen Gowie smashes Gutherson back into the in-goal area for a line dropout.
Yeah, some nice play there by the Broncos. Some interchange passing through the middle as we go back to the Kotai replay. And that shot from Jennings was just on little Jake Turpin. And he received the football, was looking to the inside. Jennings came from the outside and and hit him flush. But then a nice little kick on the back of that from Milford, and a nice chase by Offhand Gowie. Well cleaned up, though, in the end by Gutherson. He's been another one of the Eels' stars this afternoon. He will restart it, get some good contact there, and that'll go 55 on the fly.
Sure does. And taken by the Broncos, who are running to the southern end. As David Fifita is carving it upfield here.
Boys, I just got a tweet in. Is it possibly Darius Boyd's last NRL game?
35 metres away. What do you reckon, gents?
Well, mate, there's been rumours in Brisbane that they're trying to move him on. He's on too much money, and he's dug in. His wife said that he's not going to go anywhere, but
here comes here to Boyd, who turns it inside to Oates. Shrugs off one, shrugs off another, gets up to the 10.
Hasn't he got two more years, Gordon?
Yeah, on big money.
So then why would he go?
Here's Milford. Dishes off to Offhand Gowie. Oh, no.
Because everybody has their time in the sun.
I understand that, but if the club's made a commitment to sign him for an extra 2 years...
What if they said, we'll pay you half, can you leave, we'll pay you half, so you get, you make, whatever, 400 grand a year and you don't have to take a tackle?
And are you saying that he should step aside?
No, it's just
because he's a loyal Broncos clubman and he should make way for people to come through, or... Are you saying?
Well, you've got to have pride in your own performance. And when you can't cut the mustard, when you don't add to the team, when you're not doing your job, it's time to step aside. And as hard as what that is, there's some harsh realities in sport, and sometimes it stops you overnight. In boxes, it can happen in a round. Like, they get, you know, and it's time to walk away.
Have they got someone
because
to replace
Darius
him?
Boyd ain't going to build on his legacy.
Or they need to go in the market.
This tackle's unnecessary. So absolutely unnecessary.
Ferguson's gone down here. And Offhand
Gowie
has been pinged here. What is this for, Bill?
Well, Ferguson goes down, he's on the ground. Offhand Gowie makes a bit of a tackle but falls off it. And then while he's on the ground, he just comes diving back in and hits him in the head.
They're frustrated.
Bang! Drives the arm like fair. He can be beyond report. And if they don't put him on report...
Oh, yeah. And you know what saved...
Yes.
The Ferguson is that Gillett's arm was in the way, or else he'd have been clocked in the head.
Yeah, he's coming up now. This is on report.
There's a report, Chief.
He might get 10 here.
Now, that's dead set deliberate shot at his head.
Okay. He's on report, and that's sufficient for Ben Cummins.
But see, then you see others during the year where they make a whack and they've got 10 minutes in the bin. So I'm saying, why isn't that one?
Well, normally, isn't it when the player is injured that the refs usually take that action when it's clear that the player who's been hit has to come off? And Ferguson, because of that fortunate circumstance of Gillett's arm being in the way, gets to stay in. And now Ma'u hits it up first. Parramatta back inside Brisbane territory, leading 34-0. On the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Replays for Coates High as it comes out to the left of Moses. Gets it on to Moiroa. He turns his back on the defence, but just can't get those arms free. And he'll play it here on tackle two. Here's Marnie. Fires it to the left as Takarangi, with excellent footwork, slips past Fifita. Coming in there was Haas and Gillett. 28 metres out, still left of the posts. As now Marnie picks up and throws to the open right to Moses. Moses to Gutherson. On to Ma'u. Ma'u's got space. He runs. Then he's tackled. Then he gets it back, Ma'u. To Blake, who turns it back to the middle. With a pass to Alvaro. Out the back to Blake. Then the goose step. But excellent defence there from Fifita. 15 out centre field. It's fired out to the left. It's Brown to Moiroa. Moiroa to Milford. And Milford hasn't got a prayer. Moiroa toys with him as he carries him over the line. They're about to hit 40. It's 38-0. Parramatta, the decimation continues.
Well, they kept on trying to get the Eels on the outside. Kept on trying to get it to their wingers, and why wouldn't you? But it's just a little inside ball there. They go across. Inside ball to Moreau. He's come on. He's worked hard. He's made a great impact off the bench. He's run more metres a day than he will in the next 3 years in rugby. Did I say that? And he's touched the ball more.
It was a lovely whip. Marnie, the combination through the middle today, Marnie, Mitchell and Brown, they've bamboozled the Brisbane defence. That was a lovely pass. Lots of width, cut out a couple of Parramatta forwards there to get Brown on the outside, and they just dropped off in the middle there, the Broncos, and just as they dropped off, Varoa, well, he was trailing back on the inside. Brown identified that they dropped off, and just with a lovely little inside pass, the subtleties to young Brown's game, he's just developing into a really fine 5'8". And
when some clubs just keep on putting on the same plays, Gerd, they keep on asking the same questions. Parramatta have asked them all over the field. What is it, 60-odd metres wide? They've asked questions in every metre of that. Every bit of Broncos defence, every player today has been asked to make a decision in defence. The two people running at them.
Well, oh, they're chanting now. It's not Sivo. I think they're just clapping back the Parramatta team at the southern end. Now, here's Moses. And that's a better kick. 40-0. We haven't heard from Brent Reid in a while. Down to you on the sideline.
Remember the last time Parramatta played Melbourne Storm? I'm pretty sure it was that game in Magic Round where they lost 64-10. This is a different team. They'll give Melbourne a much bigger fight next week.
Gertz, you asked me a question about 20 minutes ago. Are they the real deal? I think if they play with this enthusiasm and their halves make these decisions, I think they can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think they go to Parramatta with a real...
Melbourne.
Sorry, Melbourne with a real air of confidence that if they go down there and do their job, that they can get it done.
We know that they can win like this. Next week, we find out whether they can win a tight game in 80 minutes.
Oh, hello. Here's a short kickoff. It's plucked out of
but the air. But it's been an 80-minute performance today.
It has.
Blake carries them for 15 metres. So Parramatta already back on the attack. Damn. Alvaro with an offload. There's more coming here. Here's Gutherson rolling downfield, and he's dropped down.
It's handling moments in the game for long periods that aren't going your way. Like we saw the Raiders last night, if you're going to go to Melbourne, you need to make sure you're there. You're physical. They've shown that they can be physical, but they just need to handle those moments when things aren't going their way for long periods. If they can do that...
Here's Brown, turning it inside to Tuckanucky, running towards the middle. Violent right footstep gets by Lodge.
Oh, boy.
Then the pass comes out to Moses. Puts a foot down. Out another. It's 44. And they've got 7 minutes to crack the half century. Well, it is such a pleasure to watch. Parramatta and Bank West, there is not a better ticket in town.
No, there's not. And to pull Brisbane out of their structure. All day they've asked so many questions and we keep on harping on it, but that's what they're doing. It is a broken record what Parramatta are doing to them. Darius Boyd, a smart defender, went out there to cut the ball off the path. Just went across him. He didn't get his fingers to it. And Mitchell Moses caps off a brilliant game. He's led Parramatta with his kicks. Some great decisions with the football. But it was Takarangi. Takarangi with his left foot, and a beautiful offload.
And a great ball by Marnie there. Had to get on the outside of Boyd. But also, this switch of play. They're attacking both sides of the ruck on every set piece. They're going to the left, and you've got Brown on this side, and he's flicking it back there. This time it was to Takarangi going back underneath him, and him giving it back to Marnie, and then Marnie throws a 15, 20-metre pass. And every pass has been hitting their other player on the chest. It's been crisp. It's been out in front. It's been brilliant to watch. Brilliant to watch. And Mitchell Moses in full flight. Well, he's got it all. He's quick. His kicking game's exceptional. And his goal kicking hasn't been great today. But the rest of it, he's got in his bag.
They've scored 9 tries. 9 tries. 44-0. Here's Moses. 8 in from touch. 4 from 9. So they should have 50 by now. Here comes Moses. It's a nice strike. 5 from 10. 46-0.
I think the fans are going to forgive him for his goal kicking today.
Yeah. I think they
are going to have an off day. This is the one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brent Reid, sideline.
Well, you mentioned before, you were talking about Darius Boyd. Brisbane have got some soul searching to do in this offseason. I mean, they've got to find a spine to start with, because they're 9, 6, 7, 1. They haven't got it done today. They've been completely and utterly outplayed.
Yeah, I think they need a 1. I know everyone's talking about their halves, but for mine, I'm not sure whether Milford's ever going to be the guy they need to be back there. I think they need to go into the market and get someone to play 1 and move Milford back into the halves.
The other issue is, Gerds, they sort of said Dearden is our future, but you can't expect him to beyond song from the get-go.
He's going to be future, and they put him on cotton wool for this season when they're playing final.
Takanagi now, underarms into Sebo. Sebo brushes off one, brushes off another. Now he's dropped down.
I'm glad I'm retired on days like
that. Halfway line, only two tackles gone. They can smell 50, the Parramatta Eels. Here's Moiroa.
They can touch it too.
Yes, is
as the lights take effect.
I won that one, Gordy. I knew you couldn't
handle it. Dan, kids won't go to bed until you say it.
I knew you couldn't.
Dad? Dad's driving their kids around in the car waiting for you to say that.
It gets later. The sun, it's only just taking effect now. Stone with an offload. Now Marty down the middle. And he's closed down by
Lodge. He's been great, Marty.
25 out. Two tackles left. 4 minutes on the clock. Here's Dylan Brown. High kick. Here comes Micah. Bumped out of it. Dylan Brown takes it anyway. They have 50. The Eels have a half century. Their biggest ever finals win. The Broncos' biggest ever finals loss. What a night. What a day. What a performance.
Dylan Brown. I mean, the hardest thing we need to do today is pick who we're going to give man of the match to. They've been exceptional. Again, Brown just competing for the football on the end of a lovely kick. He put the kick up, probably didn't hit it as well as he would have liked and tried to make up for the error. And again, Milford, one-on-one, just out-jumps him. He's a smaller man and Brown just wanted it more. Came off the side of his foot, actually, the kick then. Does that count as a chip and chase there, Gordy? If you kick it and regather and score, I think it almost does.
Yeah, a bit like Ronnie Gibbs, wasn't it, back in the day?
It's a try assist anyway. Lovely play. Outstanding afternoon for young Brown. Really impressed.
And the kick will be from in front.
He's a footy player.
You can't give Parramatta more raps for the way they played today. And you can't be more disappointed for the Broncos and embarrassed for that performance.
They're going to get the ball back, Parramatta. And if they make 30 metres in that set, they're going to have 1,000 more run metres than Brisbane, which is, Gordy, a disgrace.
Let me tell you what that is.
Let's go straight down to you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Brad Arthur, amazing performance.
Yeah, look, we talked about trying to get an 80-minute performance out. I think it's very hard to get an 80-minute performance out, but I reckon that's pretty close.
What's pleased you most about this? The 80 minutes or your attack, your defence? What have you loved about it?
Our defensive pressure has been really good. We talked about being hungry in defence, and you know, we've got 2 minutes to go, and I'd like to see us remain hungry.
Melbourne next week?
Yeah, I'll worry about that tomorrow.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Thank you, Reedy. Good job. Good job by you, Brent Reed. Celebrations with the interview. 52-0 the score after Moses slotted that kick through. And you know what, Gerds? They might have one more of them.
Oh, Micah needs another try, doesn't he?
Exactly.
We want to see get his
hat-trick. That's right.
We want to see Gordon get his
bold prediction,
and we want to hear the chant again.
2 minutes, 25 seconds to go. We have to check, is this the biggest finals win ever? It's got to be close. 52-0. Now here's the restart. And it's Alvaro. What a performance from him. And now he's driven back here by the Broncos defence. I think we all came here expecting, well, it could get away from Brisbane. Nothing like this. Ball's been ripped out. Penalty Parramatta.
They played 3 weeks ago and Brisbane won.
Yeah.
And it's a different environment. We get that. But very similar teams, very similar lineups. You can't explain it.
You said, I think it was you said, Bankwest is worth 10 points. I'm starting to think it's worth more.
So what is it, 42-0 then?
So it's like, it is such an 10. Advantage. They just play with a different energy. And Moses puts it in the touch.
Wow.
Who is your man of the match, gents?
Moses.
Oh, Moses. All right, that'll do. Mongrel Boots man of the match, Mitch Moses. They start 35 metres out. Wagga Blake barrels up to the 20. They're lining up with a minute 15 to go. Here's Alvaro out to Moiroa. Swivels back. Throws to Alvaro. Veering to the left. They hang off him. Up to the 10. He's still going. Ooh. Now brought down five away. Like 30,000 here, including the 34, the 26 on the field. Now it's going to Sivo at some point. But here's Stone having a crack and getting to within a metre. Barney's on the left side. Slow play the ball. 45 seconds remain. Here is Marnie. Short pass. Yes, they're in. Alvaro crashes over. He deserved that. He deserved that. 56-0. If Mitchell Moses was kicking well, they would have hit 60.
Wow. And that was so simple. That was so simple. Just a short little pass. Marnie Alvaro, you're right, Danny. He started today. He came in on the back of Evans being out, and Evans will be back next week. But Alvaro is offloading. He was part of that line speed. He was part of the aggressive nature that Parramatta started with and got on top of these Broncos early. And that's just a little bit of a reward for the hard work done in the early parts of this game. And it was over the top of Seguiaro and Payne Haas and Seabold. Well, he's just got up and walked out of the coach's box, and there'll be some soul searching amongst the Broncos this afternoon, Dan.
I think the great David Middleton has declared this the biggest finals win in the history of our game. I have to check on that. 56 to, I mean, if he's saying it, then it's right, but I just want to make sure that's what he said. 56 to nil and an easy kick to come.
Yeah, but this is Mau Mau, and he's obviously, I think he's leaving.
He's going to
Hull. England next year, so
Hull FC.
He gets a nice moment in front of the home fans.
Yeah, he's been as good as any of them today. And here he comes. And he nails it. An appropriate way to finish off a spine-tingling afternoon. The Parramatta Eels have given their fans some amazing moments here at Bankwest. The opening day, we thought that couldn't be topped, but we were wrong. Today was their masterpiece. 58-0 against a pathetic Brisbane Broncos who suffer perhaps the most embarrassing defeat in their proud history. 58-0, and Parramatta go down to Melbourne to take on the Storm next Saturday night.